Penguin Audio presents Spiritbound, a Vampire Academy novel by Rochelle Mead. Read by Emily Schaefer. Chapter 1. There's a big difference between death threats and love letters. Even if the person writing the death threats still claims to actually love you. Of course, considering I once tried to kill someone I loved, maybe I had no right to judge. Today's letter had been perfectly timed. Not that I should have expected any less. I'd read it 4 times so far, and even though I was running late, I couldn't help but read it a 5th time. My dearest Rose, one of the few downsides to being awakened is that we no longer require sleep. Therefore, we also no longer dream. It's a shame, because if I could dream, I know I'd dream about you. I dream about the way you smell and how your dark hair feels like silk between my fingers. I dream about the smoothness of your skin and the fierceness of your lips when we kiss. Without dreams, I have to be content with my own imagination, which is almost as good. I can picture all of those things perfectly, as well as how it'll be when I take your life from this world. It's something I regret having to do, but you've made my choice inevitable. Your refusal to join me in eternal life and love leaves no other course of action, and I can't allow someone as dangerous as you to live. Besides, even if I forced your awakening, you now have...